It is Morning Edition, 8:42 now. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Healthcare Theater at the University of Delaware helps medical students learn how to be better communicators, and they're now adapting those lessons in response to the coronavirus. WHYY's Mark Eichmann reports.
Since 2009, a cooperative effort between the theater program and medical students at UD have helped train future nurses and doctors to be better communicators.
Do you have any questions for the patient?
Did I feel like I was coming at you too quickly? Because I felt like I was trying to make sure that I was...
So maybe a little bit more time on the introduction.
In the program, acting students portray patients with various ailments and personalities for medical students, making mock visits in a pediatric office or hospital room.
It's the closest you can get to the real thing.
Alan Carlson directs UD's theater program.
Before they walk in, they're still scared to death. They walk in and they see this patient in the bed looking at them, and they're really nervous, and that's great. It's the best way and the safest way you can, the closest way you can get. So if a mistake is made, then hurt the patient. We know that in theater. That's what we have rehearsals for.
Julie McCauley, a lead master clinician in the UD Speech Language Hearing Clinic, says her students learn to be more at ease interacting with patient actors portraying someone experiencing difficulty swallowing.
Really, as a speech language pathologist, you need to be comfortable with being kind of in someone's personal space. And oftentimes our students will share that they were very stressed in the moment, but that they felt like it was a worthwhile experience afterwards, and that they do feel more prepared moving forward.
Under the coronavirus, the class has transitioned to teaching students how to make that same personal connection via video conference. So while the goal is the same, the methodology is a bit different.
It's like teaching an actor to act on the stage versus an actor to act in front of the camera. And they're two totally different things. The outcome should be the same, which in other words, the story should get translated.
When we see our patients now via telepractice, then sometimes what our students are sharing and what we as clinicians are feeling as well is that feeling of, will I be able to connect with my client or patient in the same way as I can when we're in the clinic.
The bottom line of the program is helping students understand the critical importance of making a personal connection through good communication.
What I would do, I would suggest that you knock on that door, you kind of forget everything you know medically. The first thing you better do, knock on the door, open it up, and there's a human being in there. And we call that meet the human being, because that's what you have to do to begin with. You have to meet them and you have to build trust.
From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.